own actions. Few men, few lawyers or bankers, he says, can live uprightly unless he has some pretty way more than the world is witness to help him. His resolution, he says, is to use his own wits to save himself by any means necessary. So what happens to Nicholas Blunt, our counterfeit crank? Thomas Harmon, that gentleman from Kent who writes his book, finishes his story about Blunt by telling his readers that after serving some time at Bridewell Prison, Nicholas was set free after he promised that he would prove an honest man. His picture as the counterfeit crank remained in Bridewell as a monument, like a part of an early rogues gallery. But the man himself disappeared, blending into the ceaseless stream of people moving through the city. Another ordinary face in the crowd, another person you bump into as you move on the roads. One can't help thinking that in some senses, this early literature of crime introduced a genre that operates in the same way as Blunt, moving easily between two worlds. It estranges its readers from their familiar spaces and brings the unfamiliar and the marginal insistently closer to home. The distinction it helped to create is a persistent but a permeable one, drawing them closer to us even as it pushes them apart. Thank you.
The essay was written and presented by Nandini Das of Liverpool University, and it was recorded at Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival just over a week ago. The producer was Laura Thomas, and tomorrow night in the essay, another of our new generation thinkers, Josh Nall, will be examining the Victorians' fascination with the planet Mars. That's at the same time, 10:45 tomorrow night. And don't forget, you can catch up with the essay online via the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now and time for the first of this week's Late Junctions with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, John. It's difficult to predict when and if late and little-known musical luminaries are about to get their share of the limelight, but I do believe that Arthur Russell's time is about to come, 20 years after his death. It's not just that his music has featured on Late Junction a few times this year. It's not just his recent biography, Hold On To Your Dreams, which explains how New York's downtown experimental underground, disco and contemporary classical scenes blended together in the 1970s, with Arthur at their epicentre. It's not just the feature film Keep the Lights On, which features his music as soundtrack, now showing in London and soon elsewhere in the UK. But the long-brewing Russell mania amongst musicians is about to materialise into the latest album from New York's Red Hot label, Red Hot and Russell, featuring Russell covers by everyone from Hot Chip to Nico Muhly. While we're waiting, here is the great man himself on cello and vocals. This is How We Walk on the Moon.
Step is moving, it's moving me up. Moving, it's moving me up. Every step is moving me up. Every step is moving me up. step is moving. Every step is moving me up. This is how we walk on the moon. This is how we walk on the moon. This is how we walk on the moon.
Thank you.
Lithuanian avant-garde at work there. Prelude, Song Without Words, from Voicescape's homage to MKC, in which Ludis Mockūnas and Arturas Bumsteinas revisit the choral music and folk song arrangements of MK Corleonis, using the reeds virtuosity of Ludis and the electronic restlessness of Arturas to full effect. I'll play their postlude later in the programme. More radical folktronics in a minute from Keely Forsyth, who sends me her songs, which I think she records at the kitchen table, accompanying herself with any household implement that happens to be within reach. But first, here's some fine Angolan harmonies from the 1990s by an artist called Lulendo. Now, I'm not sure where Lulendo is now. If you know, get in touch with us while we're on air. Just tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. But steeped in Bakongo rituals and Likembe technique, Lulende fled Angola during its civil war and lived in Kinshasa and most recently Paris. This is Monama.
Monama, hey, bate la cadio. Monama, eh, bate la cadio. Akeina e baleo, polo bande mbisie. Tosala libokeo, tolia na kwangae. Ituma pembenio, pilipili na eboka moke. Ibala ya lobelao, ekozala lobie. Mopepe ambulao, eko bebi sande makamboe. Tosengi na yoko, elima ya maye. Obate la kadio, tosenga na monama. Bate la kadio, monama. Bate la kadio. Goyago lelele, baninga yamboka ongo, botalandeli kamboe. Goyago lelele, baninga yamboka ongo, botalandeli kamboe. Ongo ya monama, bate la kadio. Monama, bate la kadio. Akeina ebaleo, kolo bande mbisie. Tosala libokeo, tolia na kwangae. Ituma pembenio, pilipili na eboka moke. Libala ya lobelao, ekozala lobie. Mopepe ambulao, eko bebi sande makamboe. Tosengi na yoko, elima ya maye. Obatela kadiyo, toko bondela monama. Monama, monama, monama. Ngoyago lelele, baninga yamboka ongo, botalandeli kamboe. Ngoyago lelele, baninga yabwala ongo, botalandeli kamboe. Elima ya mayo, monama, to bondela, monama, 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 elima ya mayo, monama, to sengana, monama, 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 elima ya mayo, monama, to bondela, monama, 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 elima ya mayo, monama, ongo ya monama, monama.
Thank you. veils of sea.
If I could have just one pure
One Pure Thought by Hot Chip, remixed by the Geese String Duo, in which we frequently delight on Lake Junction. It's from an EP called Hot Chip with Robert Wyatt and Geese, but I don't think I heard Robert on that particular track. Nice to see a tweet in from Rob Allenson, who's in Cyprus this week. Thank God, he says, for the iPlayer, radio app, comforting tunes. I hope so. I'm Max Reinhardt and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. For full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, you can visit our Lake Junction homepage online via the BBC Radio 3 webpages. Our playlists appear in full after this programme. And of course, you can listen again to this programme whenever you wish over the next 7 days by following the Lake Junction links you'll find at www.bbc.co.uk. And so, to the 16th century. Here's Dietrich Buxtehude's Toccata in G, performed by Jean-Marc Aim at the harpsichord. Dites-moi toutes vos pensées, a three-part chanson by 15th-century Renaissance French composer Loise Compé. Before that, a 1976 dub track, Africa's Time Is Now, by Page One and the Observers, produced, written and arranged by one of Jamaica's most legendary producers, Nani the Observer, a.k.a. Winston Holness, and artists like the Heptones, Bunny Lee, Horace Andy, Delroy Wilson and Dennis Brown flocked to him to get the Niney sound back in the 70s. By the way, he became known as Niney when he lost his thumb in a workshop accident. Get it, Niney? Meanwhile, the London Jazz Festival rocks on across the city throughout this week. Let us know if you've been to any standout gigs. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. Do let us know. Now, maybe this is the unmissable gig of the week. Tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Bishopsgate Institute, when trumpeter and composer Wodada Leo Smith, avant-garde African-American jazz legend, teams up with pianist John Tilbury, UK contemporary classical composer and improviser, kind of radical hands across the water. I wish I could play some of it now, but it hasn't happened yet. Instead, here's a tune from Wodada Leo Smith's latest release, a 4-CD epic, 10 Freedom Summers. He calls it a demand to America to fulfill its democratic promise. This track recalls the struggle of civil rights leader Fannie Lou Hamer and the tragic and ultimately triumphant Mississippi Freedom Summer voter registration campaign she led back in 1964. Thank you.
too many things that I can't undo. I keep meaning to be leaning on you. Lord, I've seen the face of the devil looking back at me from the mirror. But I need your forgiveness to make it on through. I keep meaning to be leaning on you. Jesus, friend to the sinner, show me your mercy. I wanna cling to your hand, so please understand, I keep meaning to be leaning on you.
Another producer, Phil Madeira, is the man behind that track. He decided he wanted to give God and religion and tolerance a chance in an age of fundamentalism, be it of the Christian, Muslim or atheistic variety. So he had the idea of making a record entitled Mercyland, Hymns for the Rest of Us, and wrote the songs and made the record with a whole crowd of stellar musicians. From it, I just played Leaning on You, featuring Cindy Morgan with Phil Madeira himself. More from that album through this week on Late Junction. Well, the Twitter is buzzing somewhat. Paul O says indigestion brought on by my lentil croquettes and jacket potato. Going quickly after Bisodol tabs to bed with Late Junction. Probably a good cure. Chris D's enjoying the pure eclecticism of Late Junction, which is a bit tricky to say. And Matty Laughlin has dubbed us his favourite new show, which is excellent. While we're meditating upon religion, however, it seems like a very good time for the fifth movement of Messiaen's Quatuor pour la fin du temps, Quartet for the End of Time. This is the fifth movement, Praise to the Eternity of Jesus. Louange à la Trinité de Jésus. Praise the Eternity of Jesus. The fifth movement of Messiaen's Quatuor pour la fin du temps, Quartet for the End of Time, performed there by Alice Neary on cello and Benjamin Frith on piano from the Gould Piano Trio. Messiaen wrote much of the piece as a prisoner of war when he was captured by the German army in June 1940. The quartet was premiered outdoors in the rain in Stalag 8A in Görlitz, Germany, now Żulek in Poland, on January 15, 1941. It was played on old broken instruments before an audience of about 400 fellow prisoners of war and prison guards, with Messiaen at the piano and other imprisoned musicians completing the quartet. Later, he recalled, "Never was I listened to with such rapt attention and comprehension."
Shoes and growing.
meu coração quer aceitar sua possível devastação. Não que não queira se apoderar de tudo numa só captação. Quando chegar e se apresentar, respeitando todos os modos dessa casa, não vai deixar de se celebrar. E antes da hora nunca vai se tirar. Força de vontade quer rejeitar a rejeição, quer evocar o que só chega à vontade, se insinuar, se aconchegar até nos cantos mais sonoros dessa sala. O que nos resta do incomensurável é passageiro, não menos puro, é universal.
Modos by Arto Lindsay, another New York-based musician whose career has stretched across the New York City radical music scene back in the 70s and 80s, from no wave to electronica, from the soul samba of the Ambitious Lovers to the sound of his Brazilian roots, as you heard on that track, from his late 90s album Prize, and he's still out there making great music. Before that, another track from the Punch Brothers' new EP, Ahoy! Sound of deconstructed, reconstructed chamber bluegrass musicians at play. Never mind the postmodernism, let us return to the 15th century and the Renaissance with this Jean Mouton motet, Nisciam Mater Virgo Virum, the Virgin Mother Knowing No Man, performed by the Tally Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips.
Thank you.
leaves you wanting more. 1 minute and 6 seconds by Norwegian improvising trio 1982 and pedal steel virtuoso BJ Cole. They recently gave all of us at King's Place a transcendental experience. If they tour again, it's a must-see. Before that, more music from Korea with Hailim Kim, currently a student in London, playing the taegum, a bamboo transverse flute which has a reed membrane which you can hear when it's blown hard, and Hayoung Kim on chango, or hourglass drum. They were playing sanjo, a musical form for solo instruments which is said to have developed from improvised music which accompanied shamanistic ceremonies. And Hailim will actually be featuring in a Late Junction session around Christmas. Listen out for that. As promised, last week, here's a track from Fall of the Moon, Marcel Khalif and Al Mayadeen Ensemble's homage to the great Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish. And it's also a salute to the Arab Spring, so he says. The lyrics are Darwish's poem Two Eyes Lost in Colour. They are who they are at night. Two mirrors of my unknown fate, two eyes, clear, cloudy, truthful, liars, her eyes.
Thank you.
surprise. Marcel Khalif and Al-Mayadeen Ensemble setting a Mahmoud Darwish poem to music. And so we reach the end of Late Junction for tonight. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock with a special guest to celebrate the London Jazz Festival, renowned percussionist, drummer and producer Seb Rochford. And I'll leave you tonight with an extract from the postlude of the Mokstunas and Bumsteiner's epic, Voicescapes. Good night.
I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and today's programme takes us back to the 2010 BBC Proms. The early opera company and their founder-conductor Christian Kernin made their Proms debut with a non-operatic programme celebrating three tercentenaries. 1710 saw the births of Thomas Arne, Giovanni Battista Pergolesi and J.S. Bach's eldest son Wilhelm Friedemann. His music reflects a certain waywardness of character. This Sinfonia in D minor, for instance, embraces counterpoint that Johann Sebastian might have recognised in the second of its two movements, but the first is full of the sentimental style called Empfindsamkeit, which anticipated German Romanticism by half a century.
Thank you.